It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kathy Lee Gifford's run at the Today Show is ending. The president of NBC News announced that she's made the decision to no longer co-host the 10 a.m. hour of the program with Hoda. She'll stay on until her 11th anniversary of the show, which is on April 7th. His memo to the staff said, as we all know, Kathy Lee's plate has been overflowing lately with film, music, and book projects. And after giving us 11 extraordinary years, she's decided to focus her attention full-time on those other creative endeavors. Kathy Lee Gifford says that her co-host Hoda is the reason that she stayed so long.
It's an exciting time for me, and I'm thrilled about all the projects that are coming up, but it's also hard because the reason I stayed longer than a year is because I love everybody here so much there, and nobody more so than my Hoda. It's going to happen the same way it did with Regis. You know, when I left Regis, it was hard, but I'm closer to him now than we were after 15 years together. So I love you, Hoda Mama. You know, you're just so special, wow. Hoda. Thank you.
And here's Hoda getting emotional talking about Kathy Lee.
The minute you stepped into my life with both feet, like everything changed. I knew today was happening, but anyway, I was scribbling in my journal about you, and I was like,
just want to leave it there, Jared. It's going to be that kind of day.
I was so devastated watching this yesterday. I was crying in the nail salon watching the video of them announcing this. I cannot even put it into words how much I love those two together. And I especially love Kathy Lee and have since I was a little girl watching her on Regis and Kelly.
So does this mean like wine prices are going to go up or wine prices are going to go down? What's going to happen?
I don't know. Probably it was all women are going to be so sad she's leaving that they'll go up, I feel like, because everyone's going to need wine. But I mean, she just means everything to me. She just is morning television. She's just so good. And she brings just the light of Jesus with her everywhere she goes to. She's a Christian. She's vocal about it on the show. I just absolutely love her. Demi Lovato was Google's most searched for person in the U.S. during 2018, edging out Meghan Markle, Brett Kavanaugh, Logan Paul, and other big names of the year. The pop star made headlines when she relapsed with a drug overdose and entered rehab to get sober again. According to the tech giant's year in search data released yesterday, musicians fared pretty good overall on the list. Eminem ranked 6th, while Ariana Grande, Rick Ross, and Cardi B came in 8th, 9th, and 10th. Meanwhile, for song searches, Queen's rock classic Bohemian Rhapsody topped the list, boosted by the new Freddie Mercury, movie of the same name. Mm-hmm. And then Childish Gambino's chart-topping political bop This Is America and Pink Frog's Baby Shark followed respectively. So lots of interesting search data there on Google.
Seems like a lot of the people that made those top things had near-death experiences.
Oh, yeah. And shoes from Post Malone's collaboration with Crocs sold out within minutes. The demand has led to resellers putting the shoes up for grabs on eBay. They're selling for over $850 for Crocs.
They look awesome. I thought it was a joke when I saw them, but they're real.
Well, if you missed out the first time around, they're going to get another chance today when the second batch of Crocs goes on sale so you can get your Post Malone's
Crocs. All right,
Crocs.
Did you already buy my present?
No.
Okay, Post Malone Crockies.
And a series about Selena. That is not Selena Gomez. The OG Selena is coming to Netflix. The streaming service is teaming with the family, with her family, to tell the life story called Selena the Series. It's being described as a coming-of-age story, and a premiere date has not yet been determined, so that's exciting.
Cool.
I actually met the director and producer of the Selena movie.
Cool. Yeah. I love the movie. I watch it anytime it's on VH1.
I was living in San Diego, and they did like a drive-in movie theater-like thing, and they had him there, and he was talking about making the movie, and it was actually really cool.
You know, that's a murder I could do for Murder Monday.
Dude.
Should I?
Yeah.
I haven't done the story of
Wait,
Selena.
She was murdered?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
You don't know
I didn't
this?
Know that. No, I just knew she died young. I didn't know she was murdered.
Oh, it's a crazy story.
Maybe
Let's not ruin
that.
It. Yeah,
Maybe
do
I
it.
Maybe I should do that for Murder Monday. All right, well, there's that to look forward to. Coming up in less than an hour, Americans were polled on what they think of the Kevin Hart scandal, and I have the results.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Live the web girl, let me tell you this. There's just some things she doesn't get. What are they? Well, she'll share one of them next. It has to do with your credit cards and that whole credit score thing. Give us about 6 minutes and we'll do I Don't Get It with Live the Web Girl.